Chapter 2. Maximilian Banks thought nothing of offering Miss Sheffield his arm to allow him to help her outside, but the moment he did, she leaned over and expelled her stomach contents directly and quite forcefully upon his shoes, and pants, and the sleeve of his coat. He heard the collective gasp as the congregation witnessed it too. He stood stock still and waited for Miss Sheffield's mother to assist the stricken young woman. Her father was the first to react. "Someone call for someone with a pail and a mop. Mother, help Roxanne home and call the doctor. There's obviously something amiss when both of our daughters are so dreadfully indisposed." The minister stood to Charles Sheffield's left, watching everything unfold from a safe distance. The man was working hard to keep his white, ornate robes from coming into contact with the floor. Max saw the man cast a wide gaze across his congregation and then back to him. "Dreadfully indisposed? Should the rest of us be worried?" He directed his question to Max. "Honestly, I have no idea," he answered and turned to Charles Sheffield and repeated the question. "Charles, is there something to worry about?" He watched the man frown while he stared at the retreating backsides of his daughter and wife. "I don't think so, but with Marianne at home, too ill to attend her only sister's wedding, and then this..." His voice trailed off as he tried to avoid directly mentioning the mess on the floor just a few feet from them. Max lowered his voice so only Charles could hear. "Then, perhaps at best we postpone today's ceremony until a later date." He didn't want to make that decision for his soon-to-be business partner, since Charles had spent a great deal of money on this occasion. And although Max needed this wedding to take place sooner rather than later, if the woman were truly ill, he didn't see any other options. Charles reluctantly agreed. "And I think under the circumstances it would be best, at least until we fully understand what's happening." He could tell Charles was very worried about the situation. "Why don't I make the announcement to our guests, and you go with your wife to get Roxanne home and settled?" Max suggested. "I think that's probably the best course of action," Charles whispered back. Max nodded and then turned to the crowd. "Honored guests, it seems Miss Sheffield and her sister have fallen under the weather today. I apologize for the inconvenience, but I fear we must postpone our wedding for another time." Max heard the murmurs ripple through the crowd. He also couldn't miss the look of glee as a few of the attendees didn't even try to hide their delight at the hint of scandal. "As soon as Miss Sheffield recovers, we'll once again send out invitations to our nuptials. Again, thank you for coming today." Max turned and followed Charles out the sanctuary's side door. He saw Mrs. Sheffield helping her daughter into the carriage for the short trip home. It was obvious the young woman was in distress, and he prayed her infirmity would be a short one. The banknotes his father took out before his death were coming due, and the company's bank account was dwindling fast. He was counting on this merger to set his financial situation to rights, but now he would have to get creative in fending off the rumors already circulating that the bank's shipping company was in trouble. He couldn't afford for Charles to get wind of his financial distress before his merger with his company and family were secure. If he had just had a little bit of luck on his side for a change, he knew he could turn his father's reversal of fortune around. He cast another glance to the ill young woman sitting in the open carriage that should have been their post-wedding ride to the docks, where they would begin their honeymoon aboard one of his ships. His father had christened this particular ship Miss Fortune when he had come into his first $1 million in earnings. But after all the problems plaguing banks' shipping these days, Max was certain the context of the name had changed. Instead of representing Lady Luck, it was the opposite. The misfortune his family's business had experienced during the last few years of his father's life, and since, seemed more than coincidental. He had his suspicions, but... "Do you want to ride home, Max?" Charles asked. "No, my carriage is waiting. I need to make a few stops on the way home. And since I have an entire crew aboard a ship waiting for a bride who won't be coming today, I should let them know." "Very well. Stop by later. I'm sure Roxanne will be much better by then." "At least, I hope so."